writing, my writing down. Writing, my writing down.
Jones and Writing My Writing Down, a podcast where we get writing done by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every day. So I'm so excited to be back again. I restarted the podcast last month and then had another little family emergency. Everybody's okay. It's just, this is foster care, you know? The system says jump and you jump. So count it all joy, my friends. I don't know. I don't have anything to say about it. It's just, that's the way it is. And I chose this life and I'm glad to be here. But I did somehow get some writing done, even though I didn't get any podcasting done. Mostly because podcasting requires a very rare element in my life now, which is quiet. So just trying to find a quiet minute was a challenge. And thank the Lord for babysitters, because my babysitter's here so that I can be here with you. Be getting a little mom time. So I hope it's clear by now that this is not an advice podcast from a professional. There are lots of good podcasts like that already. And I don't want to pretend in any way, shape, or form that this is one of them. Let me say it louder for the people in the back. I am an amateur trying to be a pro. Take my advice at your own risk. However, there is one thing that I am a professional at, and that is avoiding my writing. When I am a pro with a thick IMDb page, then I'll record some podcast that's like, how to break through your inner blocks and get your writing done. I don't know how to do that right now. But what I do know how to do is have an ordinary day where somebody's trying to watch your kids, but they're acting out, and so you gotta pop your head in and fix it. But of course, kids only act up when you have something important to do, and then you finally get back to your desk to write, and you open Amazon, and you mindlessly scroll for dumb things like a Mabel Mora yellow fur coat from Only Murders in the Building, because there's no brain power left, and there's no use pretending. I'm recording this episode while avoiding creating a pitch deck for a movie that I'm pitching on tomorrow. This is not a professional move. This is a foster mom exhausted move. But because this is my podcast and I have at least one shred of integrity left, of course this episode won't release until months after this pitch has come and gone. We'll see how it goes. I know that I need to write the pitch. I've known that I needed to write this pitch for 2 weeks now, yet I've opened and closed the Google Doc more times than I've actually written words in it. I definitely feel like an imposter because tomorrow I'm going to pitch myself like I'm the right writer for this project. But if I look at my history of this exact project, I'm not the right writer. I hemmed and hawed and avoided it. I had some coffee and I did a couple sprints of inspiration that got a couple half ideas out. And then I avoided the document some more. I don't know. If I don't get this movie, I'll definitely blame this silly cycle. Like, what if I had done my best? What if I had worked on it every day like I told myself I would? What if I didn't let fear and exhaustion and parenting and more parenting and appointments and phone calls and emails and stupid stuff on Amazon and Nerf gun darts get in my way? I've been working on trying to accept responsibility for reality. This is the reality. The reality is that this is what my best looks like right now. I don't know. I think the people I'm trying to be like, in my mind, the writers I admire, like they manage to rise above this stuff. They manage to work in the evenings or early in the mornings. I haven't gotten there. I mean, this morning I woke up at 5:30 because of one of our pets, and then I was up and I was like, oh my God, amazing. I'm going to be a 6 a.m. writer. I'm going to go into my desk and everybody's quiet, get so much done. And Then I remembered, oh my gosh, supply chain issues. I got to order birthday presents for my kid's birthday in 9 days. And then I spent an hour looking for pogo sticks. And the whole time I was like, Kathleen, close this window so that you can start writing. Close the window so that you can start writing. And then I finally realized I'm hungry. I need a snack. I'm going to have a snack and stretch and get up. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to do it. And that's what I did. I'm not at the point yet where I have the inner wherewithal to not look for the pogo sticks. I don't know. I guess it's just a matter of don't do it. There's no advice. The advice is close it before you start. Oh, but I think the important thing is that I tried again, and here I am, and I am accomplishing the things. And I can be proud of that instead of focusing on being mad at myself for the pogo sticks. And also, the pogo stick is totally going to be worth it when I see my kid's face when he's so excited to get a pogo stick for his birthday. Anyway, the truth is, I don't want to be a writer more than I want to sleep, or more than I want to eat, or more than I want to parent my foster kids. I want to be a writer when I'm well-rested. But I know, and you know, that if you wait until you're well-rested to write, I'll never write again. And so the reality is that I'm accepting responsibility for. This is why scripts take me a while to finish. Because I meet my own needs, and then I meet my kids' needs, and then I write. I don't know how other people do it. I don't know what their priorities are, but if I try to get those three out of order, it's like, I get sick or something. It's like, I gotta take care of myself, put my own mask on, and take care of my family, and that's husband and kids. And then I work. I guess the writers that I admire, like in the fantasy life that they have in my head that I don't live, like they have big movie money and they hire somebody to watch the kids and cook their meals and clean their house and they have like full-time help. I don't know. I mean, if I had all that, if I snapped my fingers and I just had all the help I needed, would I still have spent the last 2 weeks avoiding this pitch because I was scared? Can I outsource overcoming my fear? I mean, I don't know what that is. Life coaching or I don't know. But like, I'm just stuck on that. Like, isn't that scary? Like, is the scary thing, oh, if I suddenly magically had all the help that I complained about not having in my head, if I had all that, would I choose to write, or am I just using my circumstances as a way to like indulge my fear? I don't know. I have some pretty real circumstances. I mean, parenting three foster kids in a pandemic is a real sticky wicket. But what I do know is I'm still avoiding this pitch by writing and recording this podcast episode. And now I can tell that the end of the episode is coming, and then I'll have to confront my Google document again. And maybe I'll spend some more time picking out art and a dream cast than working on the story. I don't know. Hopefully I'll get to the story. And hopefully all the fluffy stuff that I think is avoiding the writing like this and like picking out a dream cast and doing, I don't know, like slideshow collage is the writing, is like the story is brewing in the background. That's what I believe. Anyway, the reason I'm putting this out there, like all of this sort of like raw, embarrassing, vulnerable, distracted truth is just so that you know that if you do this too, you're not alone. That's it. I don't know if it's normal to be this extreme about avoiding the work that you claim to want to do, but it's how I currently am. And it's what I'm working to change about myself, but I'm also accepting that today this is how it went, and I did take one step forward and two steps back, and that's okay. That's who I am today. That's how I am today, and I'm just celebrating my big wins instead of punishing myself for all the little things. So if that's how you are too, then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They banish us, you know? And how dreary to be somebody, how public, like a frog, to live your life the lifelong day for an admiring bog. All right, so this week, I wrote on the pitch. I somehow nailed it. After I wrote that episode, I stayed up until 4 a.m. working on that pitch, like actually getting work done. And I stopped to watch a movie in the middle. But I nailed the pitch. I got it. I got hired to write that thing. And it went from a movie to a pilot to a... Anyway, so that's what I wrote this week. And I'm getting really close to finishing, which feels amazing. Writing, reading. So I read a Michael Connelly book. Well, I listened to the audiobook with the New York Public Library app Libby. And then I watched the Amazon Prime show Bosch. And the first season was really good. It's a really engaging mystery. So that was really fun. I'm watching a lot of mysteries because the thing I was hired to write is a mystery, which is... it's so fun because I've been obsessed with murder mysteries for a long time and I consume them as like a fan. And this is my first real foray into writing one. And I'm just really kind of eating it up. All right. So that was me. That was my week. I'm going to toy around with releasing these every other week because there just is a lot going on in my life and I'd like to be consistent and just sort of honor what consistency looks like for me right now. So expect these every other week for now and no shame about that. I'm just going to let that shame go and just embrace it. All right, let me know what you're letting go this week. This podcast is on Instagram at Writing My Writing Down. I'm on Instagram and Twitter at Hello Kathleen J. This episode was edited by Katie Marquette, who has her own wonderful podcast called Born of Wonder and her blog, bornofwonder.com. And the theme music is by Alexa Marino. You can find her at Alexa Marino Music on Instagram and Spotify. All right. Listen to Alexa's beautiful music coming up shortly and have a wonderful day.
Wake up and get out of bed. I've got to tell these stories in my head. All these words are works of art. It's always hardest right before you start. So I'm writing my